5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to the Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. Wait, did we already say that?
No.
Oh.
Hello, fellow ringleader. We are your hosts.
Wow. We need to fix that. It's not written in our notes. Anyway, it's not like we say that every week.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Crystal.
Oh, and Barry.
I totally blew that.
Yeah. And we're not going to start over. We're just going to let our listeners laugh at us.
You mean laugh at me.
Yes.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So.
Let's do.
Oh, no. You can't do that. Stop it.
School almost starts.
Woo! School starts in like a week.
Yes. I'm not excited.
No, what? Not at all. But
I enjoyed our summer.
But we're at the odd point in, like, you know how there's that point in everybody's month and pay periods where you're like waiting until the next pay period. And so we haven't bought any school stuff because we're waiting for the next pay period to buy school stuff.
Except we don't get paid till Monday. 2 days before school starts. Yeah.
Yep. So that's exciting.
I think we did this last year and everything's gone. We're like, do you want the pink scissors, son? It's all there's left.
Yeah. But we'll be able to reuse a lot of stuff that I'm sure they had last year. Like like their pencil bags and whatnot. Or are we buying new, all completely new stuff?
Don't you remember being a kid and you're like, it's a new year. I need a new backpack. I need new everything.
But if we buy new backpacks, the only backpacks they can get are Pokemon backpacks.
Shoot, those are so expensive.
What? They're just as expensive as any other fun backpacks. They're all $30.
Ugh, that's so much money.
Or we talked about buying, like, just a plain canvas backpack and let them
decorate it themselves.
Swag it up themselves.
I think that's the best idea.
Oh.
We'd be the coolest parents ever.
Would we?
Yes. Whoop whoop.
Cool parents.
I thought you were going to say we're in that awkward phase where you're just done. Summer should be over.
That's not an awkward phase. That's just a phase.
We have done everything that there is to do. We haven't finished our bucket list, but we'll get to that.
No.
I don't think we will.
We won't.
There are a few things that I didn't want you to write down, and you wrote it down anyway.
So, but that's okay. We can
like
still,
fishing.
We can still do those things just, you know, in the fall and
this
winter.
This guy wrote fishing and we don't even own fishing gear.
But we know people that do that said we can borrow their stuff.
Freeloaders. Whoop whoop.
So, so we did not finish the bucket list, but we accomplished quite a bit of stuff.
We still have a couple days.
And we did a bunch of new things that we've never done before.
Like what?
Like, I don't know. We made taffy the other day.
You just looked at my list.
I didn't. But
cheater.
You can talk about that. Talk about your taffy experience, honey.
It was great. I don't know why I thought of making pulled taffy. That was one of my contributions to our bucket list. Like pulled taffy, classic fun family activity.
Yeah.
And so
It was fun.
It was fun. We got all the ingredients together, mixed them all. I've never boiled candy. That was kind of exciting. And then after one of our children accidentally spilled all of the root beer extract.
Not all of it, just a portion of it.
Let me tell it my story. All of it spilled everywhere.
Except our house now smells like root beer, which
I know.
Is kind of awesome.
Why is that not a candle scent?
I know.
Because it is delicious.
Root beer.
Anyway.
We'll make millions.
So you pour out the boiling candy onto a cookie sheet and let it cool, and then you're supposed to pull it for 15 minutes until it gets soft and and like smooth. Taffy. Yeah, like saltwater taffy.
Yeah, except that our taffy turned into hard candy.
We all start, I give everyone a chunk, and I'm like, hey, let's start pulling. And it, like 2 seconds go by, and everyone's like, I can't do it.
It's solid.
And it starts looking like hair. Like, because it's so stringy, if you could actually pull it apart, most of us couldn't even pull it anymore. It was so tough. So we ended up saying, hey, let's just make designs. So we, like, twist it into big worm things, like giant breadsticks, and just put them out to harden. And then when they harden, we just dropped them, and they all broke into little... We made hard candy.
That's right.
Not pulled taffy. It was candy.
And our kids still like eating it, so...
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Except I just started calorie counting again, so I walk by the taffy, or hard candy bag, and I just want to pop one in my mouth, and I'm like, dang it!
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I'm trying.
So.
Health.
Yeah, but, so, a couple things off of my list that are, I mean, we don't really need to go deep into it, but, we finished Voltron.
You don't want to analyze the content of the show? It's deeper meaning.
But I can say and fully recommend that show to watch with your kids.
Yeah.
It was super good.
It wasn't too violent for any of the kids.
Yeah. And so
I would say Avatar was a little more adult and violent.
Yeah, it was more intense than Voltron was. But maybe second season will be more intense.
True.
You don't know because they're still... getting into the whole Voltron thing.
Those mice could go bloodthirsty.
Yeah. Well, they don't know what you're talking about. So go watch Voltron.
It's fun.
It's a clown car recommended show.
Ooh. Clown car recommended.
Clown car recommended.
Right.
So,
which is fun. So now we have no other shows to watch with our children. Oh, we watched...
The Little Prince.
Little Prince.
Yes, we watched The Little Prince, which is a Netflix original show. So if you don't have Netflix, I'm sorry. But... it was super good.
It was.
It was really, really
good.
The
whole time you're kind of like, what? And then you're like, huh?
And then Crystal cried three times.
Oh my gosh, I bawled. I was pathetic.
So it's a very unique and emotional and fun and beautiful story.
What was funny is our oldest caught the message. Well, he got a message out of it.
Yeah.
Because I was surprised. Because I said, so what'd you guys get out of that? And Grayson's like, the movie was that friendship is important and that you should care about your friends. And I was like, nice.
Nice.
You got this.
You're going to be a movie reviewer. So there you go. There's another clown car recommended show. And it happens. So another thing that we did.
Wait. This piece of paper was just slid through our door. And all it says is, I am hungry.
Well, go. I'm sorry I am hungry.
Go get a snack. That's funny.
Now you just announced that to everybody, though.
Technically, that's like...
Now everyone's going to go get a snack.
I don't care. It's like our first listening comment.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
It's like a chat room.
We don't do a live show.
Live chat right there. You're welcome, I am hungry.
That's right. So, we had two Pokemon parties. Now, these aren't the typical Pokemon parties that you might be thinking of. Our two oldest kids decided that they wanted to throw their own two different Pokemon parties where it consisted of them creating little games. So we went on Pokemon hunting where they actually, it was kind of cool. They took Pokemon cards and looked at them and then drew a picture so that it was like a bigger paper Pokemon. And then they hid them throughout the house, and then we found them, and then we did Pokemon games where we threw Pokeballs at Pokemon toys to catch them. We had a drawing Pokemon section, there was a story time section, a photo booth section, a battling section, and so we did that one yesterday and one today, so... It was intense Pokemon parties by our kids.
Yeah, it was fun, though, to actually play real-life Pokemon Go.
That's right. We were hunting for real Pokemon.
But our kids did such a good job drawing these Pokemon that I couldn't help it. They are displayed in our hallway.
Now they are displayed across the hall.
We have a Pokewall.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And our Pokemon are on there, too, that we drew at the party.
That's right.
And our I love it because our kids are like, did you like our party? How's my party? And so it's just fun to be like, oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
You're so... Insert great word right here.
Insert adjective. All right. What else you got on your list?
I thought one of the highlights of our week is our son is turning 9. And because of a lot of his Cub Scout leader kept moving or switching, he's gone through a lot of leaders. So he hasn't really passed off much for Cub Scouts for his wolf. So now we're working on trying to get that all passed off before he turns, or not before he turns 9, but just trying to get it done soon so he can earn his wolf achievement. What are they called?
Badge. Is it a badge?
Yeah. And so
rank. It's a rank.
There's a whole section about sports and athleticism in the book. And so the other day we all went out as a family and you have to pass off all these things like you can balance. So we made some balance beams and did all these challenges. And then as a family, we did, what were some of them? We had to do the crab walk,
yeah.
Kangaroo jumping, frog jumping.
Or the frog stance.
Yeah. Oh, a somersault and a back somersault.
Yep.
Stuff like that. But we're doing it in the front yard, and it just made me laugh. Cars were driving by, and I was like, we totally look like we're training for, like, a circus or something.
Something, yeah.
So we're all racing, doing the crab walk in the yard. It was funny.
Except that our grass isn't the greatest.
Oh, it was awful.
And so, like, you know, it's not nice and soft. It's pokey and hard, and so you step on it with, or put your hand on it to do a crab walk, and you're like, ah!
Yeah.
And you, like, fall because you're in pain.
Fun times.
Yep.
Oh, here's a bragging moment for you.
Oh.
Our kids were playing Pokemon outside. Like, not real Pokemon, but they're imagining Pokemon. And so we sat in our chairs out in the front yard to hang out, just chilling. And Grayson said, I have this game. Will you guys play it with me? And by nighttime, I'm like, no.
Both of us are burnt out at bedtime.
Yeah. And anyway, we have these little beach balls. And Grayson wanted to play dodgeball tag.
Dodgeball freeze tag.
Freeze tag. And so I was already just about to say no. And Barry just goes, sure, Grayson, I'll play with you. And then he looks at me like, are you going to play, Mom? And I was like, sure, Grayson.
And we had a fun
time.
And
we had a lot of fun. Yeah. It's always fun. Well, that's a lie.
Not always.
It's usually fun.
It's always fun until someone starts crying, which what happened when one of the sisters got pelted in the eye with the ball, and then we ended the game.
But the point was, we played tag as a family.
Yep.
Because of you.
Oh, thanks. Well, because of Grayson. I just agreed to do it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have if you hadn't.
Well, I'm trying. So we, I was on one of I can't get my thoughts out, but we wanted to go swimming as a family. So we're like, okay, guys, let's go swimming. And we go to the pool that's been open all summer long, and the pool is closed.
Now, this is the first time this summer we've gone swimming as a family.
We went for our church party.
I know, but this is different. This is like, hey, let's go swimming.
Like, for us just to go out of the, sporadic moment.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
So we went and the pool was closed and we're like, oh. But we're like.
And it was a weekday.
We're like, okay, well, let's go see if the splash pad is open. And so the splash pad was open and it was working. And usually when we go to a splash pad, we're just like, you know, we hang out in our lawn chairs and, you know, watch the kids have a good time. But this time...
Or watch them complain because it's hot and they want to go
home. We got active.
We did.
Because we had water balloons and...
And we were in our swimsuits.
The littles needed help filling the water balloons with out of the big spouts of water. And so eventually I just started filling up balloons for myself and started throwing them at our kids and my wife.
And don't take credit. I thought I was one of the first ones to throw it.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's say we threw them together.
No, I threw the first one at Grayson when he was on the playground.
Whatever.
Yeah. So we were in the water and we were playing and we had
a big water balloon fight.
Yeah. So it was lots of fun.
It was fun.
So another good moment.
And no one cried.
Yeah. So another fun moment that I had was, so the girls actually were invited and went to a birthday party this Saturday.
Including myself.
Yeah, and Crystal went as well. And I went Pokemon hunting with the boys. But we came back and the party was kind of, you know, just ending. But I happened to be friends with the dad of the birthday boy. And we were just chatting, and he's like, and they live outside of city limits, and they have property and everything. He's like, hey, you want to ride my four-wheeler? And I haven't ridden on a four-wheeler since I was like 16 or something like that. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, last time I rode on a four-wheeler, I crashed into a fence. And so I'm just like, I don't know. But then I thought about it. I'm like, but I was 16. Like, I have way better coordination than I, and sense than I did when I was 16. And so I got on their four-wheeler and I did a, you know, they have like trails and stuff, and I went around and had lots of fun. But then all the kids were gathering, and I'm like, okay, like, I'm like, Grayson, hop on. And he sat in front of me, put his legs up, and then we went around the trail and I went really fast and he had a blast. And then I took every single one of our kids for a ride, and I even took the two-year-old. I didn't go very fast with him because I had to actually hold on to him. But our kids had a blast, and it was so much fun. And then after they were done, I went around one more time, a little bit more, you know, hugging the turns and like fishtailing and stuff. But it was super fun. And then my friend is like, "We'll come back again and we'll ride the four-wheelers again." And I'm like, "We just may do that." And it was lots of fun. So four-wheeler moment.
On a different note, I'm a kind of person that is very sentimental, and I save lots of things.
It's true.
Not hoardery, but I have nice organized boxes in our garage of things that I am attached to.
Yeah.
And I have this dinosaur fossil out there somewhere, a fish fossil, and Grayson's recently gotten obsessed with dinosaurs. And so I was going through a box today trying to find my fossil, and the kids were sitting there looking at it. And I pull out this big red paper heart that says, "Be mine." And on the other side, it said something else. And they're like, "Is this from Daddy?" And I was like, "No, nope. That's from my high school boyfriend." And they just look at me and they're like, "Was it Daddy?"
"You should only be with Daddy."
Yeah, and I was like, "No."
You just blew their little minds.
Yeah, and what's so funny, they're like, "Wait, what?"
What, you were with other people besides Daddy?
It was so funny. It was cute.
Yeah.
And so then I had to explain that you have to date different people to find your...
to find the right person.
That special man.
That's right.
Or woman. But anyway, it just made me laugh. That they couldn't wrap their heads around, like, "But is it Daddy?"
That's funny.
So, sorry. I keep love mementos from the olden days.
That's okay. That's fine.
Paper heart.
So, that's it for me.
Last thing for me is laundry.
Laundry.
No, laundry.
Laundry.
No, laundry.
Laundry.
You're not getting my... You're missing my...
Laundry. No, I'm just being annoying.
I know. You are. Nailed it.
Oh!
So we've mentioned this. Our youngest child is obsessed with changing his clothes. He's gotten a little better.
He's gotten a little better. And he's actually wearing his clothes more nowadays.
I know. What's up with that? It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I miss my little thug gangsta.
With his sagging pants.
Anyway, so today I'm sorting our dirty laundry. Today was laundry day. And I stop, and all of a sudden I'm like, "These shirts are folded." I'm going through and I find 5 folded shirts of Jack's because he just throws them out of his drawer while he's trying to find the shirt that he wants to wear.
Uh-huh.
And every time I do laundry, I keep pulling out shirts of his and I'm like, "This is still folded.
This is clean."
Yeah. And it is the biggest pet peeve. And I'm like, how many clothes am I washing that are clean?
Because he throws them out and Big Brother just puts them in the dirty laundry when he cleans the room.
Right.
Because
he's not going to look at that and be like, "Oh, this looks clean.
This looks clean." He doesn't do the typical parent sniff.
You don't even have to sniff. It's folded. Come on, man. Anyway, it made me so mad. Not mad enough to do anything, but I was mad.
You're like, "Come on."
Because I don't know how to fix that.
This one is just making extra work for you.
How do I fix that? Unless I go in and police him every day, like, put those back. Which really, that's probably what a good parent would do.
But we don't do that.
No, we don't.
So
maybe I'll have one of the kids do it.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, go do that thing.
Go do the thing I don't want to do. That's what our children are for, right? Mini slaves.
So let's try that again. Laundry.
Laundry! So, that's it.
That is it.
Let's go to the next segment of the show.
We should have that soundbite.
We should.
We should.
That should be our transitional soundbite.
Wayne's World.
Yep, it's going to happen. I'll find it, and I'll make it happen.
That's funny. Probably only to us, though.
Yes. No, other people like Wayne's World. We found this article. I found this article, which is interesting because, like, the last several episodes have been articles sent from listeners, which is awesome. Keep on doing it, listeners. We love you.
I know. You take all the work out.
Yeah. But this is an article. It's called Poke Back, Why One Psychologist says Parents Should Tell Their Kids to Fight Bullies.
You probably thought this was another comment about Pokemon, didn't you?
No. This is about, do you tell your kids to basically hit back if they are hit?
Barry and I have such different opinions about this.
We do.
Go ahead and start us off, babe.
Okay. So this is an opinion piece that was written by an actual clinical psychologist that works with children and teenagers, and he's Irish, lives in Ireland apparently, and he wrote this article, and he said, and then he actually went on the Today Show to talk about this whole thing because it was quite controversial to say, mm-hmm. you know, to fight back, and he said, kids should fight back. Instead of ignoring or walking away from physical aggression, he says that children actually benefit from striking back. Children feel better if they stand up for themselves and are less likely to be targets the next time. And then he goes on to talk about how in his experience as a clinical psychologist, that a lot of his patients and other people that he works with, that he's noticed that if they actually fight back the first initial time, that the likelihood of bullying or another attack or anything to happen again a second time is extremely low. So if another child discovers that they can push someone around, they often continue to do so. So if they don't fight back, the bully's like, oh, I can still pick on this person because they're not going to do anything about it, which bullies thrive on. So he was talking about that. And so, then it continues to talk about, he's like, I think it's fine for children to hear that fighting has its place. I think it's fine for children to believe that it is acceptable to push back against someone who is intentionally pushed them. But he talks about how he's not saying to be violent, but he's saying that if someone is like physically assaulting you, you should defend yourself physically. So that they understand that they shouldn't mess with you, essentially. So, what do you think about that?
No, what do you think about that?
What I think that is the correct thing to do.
False!
No. No, okay, this is what I have said to our kids, and...
Wait. You're telling them things without me?
No, you've been present when I've said these things. So we've always talked about, like, if you see other people being picked on, you should stand up and help that person. And we haven't really gone into, like, you should hit back or anything. But I want to have this conversation because I don't want a kid to come up and punch my son and then him just to, you know, cower in fear and have that person dominate over them. If someone hits you in the face, you hit him right back in the face.
No, Barry, that's the worst advice ever.
Why?
Now, okay, here's the thing. It depends on the kid being bullied.
Okay, well,
is the kid confident? Because if he is confident, why does he need to fight back? Why? Like, what benefit does that have? If he feels confident, he or she feels confident in themselves, do they need to fight back? But if the kid feels like a pathetic worm because of how this person is fighting, maybe I would say fight back, and that would give them more confidence. So first off, it depends on what kid's getting bullied.
Well, there's always variables.
I know, but I'm saying everything. It depends. Like, I was a confident person fairly growing up, and I can't imagine ever hitting somebody because I didn't need to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I love how you're like, mm-mm.
No, I
see it in your eyes.
No, I just think that even if you are a confident person, like, if someone hits you, I think it's totally logical to hit them back.
But don't you think that's more of like a animal impulse?
Like an instinct?
Oh, me hurt you back.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm so serious right now. That's how I feel. Like, isn't there something better you can do? Like, give them a hug.
Oh, you just hit me. Let me give you
a hug. Or go to your teacher and be like, I need help with this problem.
Okay.
Pushing back, is that really going to solve the problem?
I have no problem with them. I think they should. The way I look at it is you should warn them three times.
Three?
Yes. Three strikes, you're out. Basically, if they push you or hit you, you tell them, you give them a verbal warning. Be like, you know, don't push me, you know, or I will defend myself. You know, so you warn them. You don't do anything. You say, whoa, buddy, back off, or something's going to go down. And then maybe the second step is like, okay, you know, I'm going to go tell an authority figure on you, whether that's your teacher or parent or something like that. Be like, hey, here's what's going on. But if this person does it a third time, you have my permission to pop them in the face.
Barry, I totally disagree with you.
Well, that's
violence doesn't solve problems.
I'm not saying.
Even as adults, look at that.
Hey, if someone kept pushing me, I would push them back.
Then you'd have a long, lonely night on the couch.
Really? So if someone was physically assaulting me, you wouldn't want me to defend myself?
No, unless they were, like, really hurting you.
Yeah.
But in this instance, are they just going, hey, punk, push, push? Like, that does not, to me, that's saying, I am not strong enough mentally to overcome this problem, so I'm going to be the weaker person and turn around and punch you. I think it's a sign of weakness.
Or you're the stronger person because you knocked them on their butt.
Plus, bullies generally have psychological issues. So what you're telling them is you're worthless and you deserve to be pushed around.
So we should love the bullies.
Yeah, seriously. Yes, maybe not in that moment, but you can be kind to them or be indifferent. If you're not going to react, they're going to get bored with you.
No. Well, that's not always true either. That's not
I've
always
I've never had a bully. People generally love me.
But we do tell our kids that if someone is mean to you and not nice to you, what should you do to them? And our kids know it already. They always say, you still be nice to them. So, I mean, that's what you should do. Like, you know, you should show love and kindness. But there
this is an opinion piece.
But there is,
you can't say should.
There, okay.
What you suggest.
Okay. I suggest, no, you should, you know, teach your kids that love and kindness is the way, but
unless you're really ticked, then punch them.
See, now you're just being sarcastic, but people don't realize you're
saying. It's not sarcastic. I'm saying that's what you're saying.
No. I'm not saying because to hit someone out of anger, that's totally not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you have gone through the proper routes to be kind and do everything to this person, but they are still trying to physically assault you, you should defend yourself.
My other question is, where are the teachers?
Well, what if it's not during school? What if they're out playing or they're at the park or something like that? So,
does that happen? Do people just come up to you and bully you? I know it happens, but
it does happen.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Call your mommy. I'll come get you.
Well, I absolutely think that fighting back has its place, but I also believe that it is the extreme last resort. I don't think that, yeah, you should immediately go into that. You should try to walk away. You should try to flee. But there can come a point where the only solution is to defend yourself. That's what I'm saying. Walk away, show love, show kindness. But if that doesn't work...
Tell an adult.
What if you can't, though? What if the situation...
I'm saying that should be in there. You don't add that.
Well, so if you have no other options, you should be... You shouldn't not defend yourself.
No, yeah, whatever. We're just going to keep disagreeing. What's funny is I have a friend who has talked to me about how she's told her kids that if someone is bullying them or fighting with them, to hit them back. And she's telling me this, and the whole time I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. But the way she said it, and maybe, I guess she kind of sold me on it for her family. But for me, I don't know, it just comes down to...
Well, it's the
how confident are you, and if it's dangerous, that's different.
It depends on the situation.
I guess for me, what I'm picturing is more of like an egging on scenario. You know, like the kids that just kind of push you and be like, what? What are you going to do? Like that kind of stuff. To me, that does not deserve fighting back.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, too. I'm not saying that if someone pushes you once, that you should punch them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if there's no option but to defend yourself, you should defend yourself, not sit there in the, you know, and be in the fetal position. So basically we agree.
Kind of.
But we're just not coming at it from the same angle. So it seems like we disagree, but we actually agree on what is going on.
Sure. If that makes you sleep better.
You will agree with me.
I'd also just like to point that this is an Irish psychologist.
Whoa. Whoa.
Those Irish tempers.
Hold on. That's like prejudice. Racism.
I just
there.
Read a historical novel about Irish people, so. And
historical
all,
fiction.
I know.
Fictional novel.
I said novel. That is novel. But that they all had Irish tempers, so it made me laugh. Anyway, there is something, though, that I thought was interesting was this guy, or Dr. Deborah Gilboa.
From today.
Yeah, she's a child development expert. She talks about how schools maybe shouldn't punish the kids for responding.
Like, no, the guy was saying.
Oh, is that the guy?
Yeah.
Coleman. So Coleman's saying that if the kid fights back, maybe they shouldn't get punished.
They shouldn't be punished for defending themselves.
And they said, and sometimes the person fighting shouldn't.
Yeah, like...
Depending on the situation.
Like, if it's just an initial, like, push... Like, a push, and that's it. He says that the children shouldn't be punished for that, but they should basically figure it out for themselves.
Well, it made me think of last year when a girl got up all in our kid's face.
Yeah, like...
And he couldn't take it, and he slapped her.
Yeah.
And...
Like, but she was, like, in his face.
Yeah, and she wouldn't stop, and he asked her to stop. And the school sent him home and treated him like he was... the worst scum of the universe.
And that she did nothing wrong.
Yeah. And so part of me was like, yes, he was wrong. We don't teach our kids to slap. Yeah. But it was an impulse thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a premeditated bullying.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, if she gets in my face, I'm going to slap her. No, it's just kind of like, whoa, get out of my face.
Personally, boom. I thought that was a little extreme to send him home. But... So I kind of see where they're coming from with this policy.
Yeah.
But that would be a hard thing to judge.
Yeah.
Like, how do you say, well, that kid was justified, but you're not that justified.
You wouldn't be able to make a correct decision unless you as the teacher or an administrator witnessed it.
Right. And parents would have a heyday.
Yeah.
If some kid, if another person's kid didn't get in trouble, but their kid did.
Well, you know what? Parents are crazy nowadays when it comes to schooling and administrators. You're crazy.
Which is why you should just let your kids hit kids.
That's right.
Solve those problems.
Let's just all beat each other up, and then the world will be a better place.
Answer to world peace.
World peace is violence.
Fight back.
Well, what's the famous quote? To have peace, you must prepare for war.
Prepare, not go to war.
Well, eventually you have to go to war.
They didn't say that in that quote. I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
Well.
Anyway, so what are your thoughts on this subject? Obviously, you've got two differing opinions, and although we kind of agree in some parts. But we would love to hear what you and maybe your spouse feel about the situation. Have you ever been in the situation where your child was in a fight or they had to defend themselves? And what were the results and how did you handle that? We would love to hear about that.
Yeah, tell us about your bloody battles.
Tell us about your
dirty laundry.
Secrets of life. So, but yes, that's it. Thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, obviously, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe,
rate, review
our show on iTunes, and until next time, enjoy.
Punch their lights out.
Oh, punch them in the face. And in circuses.
Enjoy your circuits.
Bam!
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.